Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. On Thursday, Pope Benedict appealed for an end to bloodshed in Afghanistan, expressing his hope that it can be replaced in the end by peace, to which so many people are committed and have given their lives. The Pope was reacting to the news of the latest attack on peacekeeping troops and civilians by Taliban militants. Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi told journalists that the Pope was deeply saddened by what happened, assuring his prayers for the victims and closeness to the families and everyone involved. What hurts most, concluded Father Lombardi, is the fact that violence continues against people who are committed to peace. Pope Benedict XVI will visit the Synagogue of Rome in the autumn, an event he says he is greatly looking forward to. The Pope's words were contained in a telegram sent to the chief rabbi of Rome, Riccardo Di Segni, on the occasion of the Jewish New Year, Yom Kippur. The Pope, in the message to Rome's Jewish community, writes, "While I express my best wishes that the holidays are an occasion for shared joy, I invoke God's abundant blessings on all Jews as well as his constant encouragement in all efforts to promote justice, peace and harmony." Pope Benedict will travel south of the Tiber in autumn to mark the 23rd anniversary of the historic visit of John Paul II to the synagogue on April 13, 1986. The date of Pope Benedict's visit is yet to be decided. The chief rabbi of Rome, on his part, has expressed gratitude for the meaningful and important message. This will be the third synagogue that Benedict XVI will visit, after those in Cologne, Germany in 2005 and Park East in New York in 2008.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.